Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
GS on KMOX. Typically, we have Mike Elam at this time, but Mike had something come up, so we're just going to be us doing stupid stuff. Have you guys seen that Kohlberger has complained to the prison where he is because his fellow inmates are torturing him?
Oh, no.
He's in a cell by himself 23 hours a day, and then he gets to go out 1 hour a day, gets to shower every other day. But his fellow inmates have figured out how to talk to him through the vents.
Nice.
So they're just like,
this is
like,
what I was hoping for.
So he's not sleeping.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
So
don't do
being
murder.
Tortured.
Yeah. Don't do murder, and you won't have to deal with that.
Yeah.
They all might be murderers too, though.
Sure. Sure. Not arguing that. But
I'm hesitant to be like, yeah.
I'm not calling
some good
guys. Listen, I'm not calling any of them a hero.
The enemy of my enemy.
I'm not calling any of them a hero. I'm saying he's getting what he deserves. He deserves hell on earth for what he did.
Yes.
That's what he deserves for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
That's not cruel and unusual when you tear people apart. Just not.
Yeah, it is a little. I mean, just the audacity of being like, they're being mean to me.
Yeah, go fight someone then, tough guy. If you want to murder people, go defend yourself. Maybe they'll stop.
Yeah.
I kind of think that every time when somebody isn't. I mean, there are people who are in jail for more legitimate reasons than others. But whenever a person in jail is like, it sucks in here. It's like, well, yeah, it's supposed to suck in here. That's what, like, part of the reason it exists.
Yeah. I would not advocate for like that extra cruelty if you embezzled or you stole a car. I mean, like, I don't want
guards whipping people with sacks of quarters or anything, but
hey, listen, if you straight up just murdered people for fun, yeah, I'm fine with that. Go ahead. I know it's illegal. I'm not saying anybody should break the law, but if you ask my opinion, I don't care.
I don't care. I agree.
I'm not going to listen to your complaints. You shouldn't have killed those college kids.
Yeah.
I'm looking at some documents that were made public by the Moscow Police Department in Idaho. On one occasion, Kohlberger turned away from a video chat with his mom to snap at another inmate who yelled, "You suck." Another inmate described him as an effing weirdo. I mean, that doesn't sound like that bad.
Right.
Again,
it's not like cruel and unusual.
Nothing is too cruel or unusual for someone that did that to college kids that murdered people like that. Nothing.
Agreed.
You deserve it. Too bad, so sad, suck it up and deal with it.
Yes.
Don't murder people.
Yes. It's weird for me. A couple of those girls looked a lot like my little Phoebe.
Yeah.
And everyone puts their kid's face on, like, whether someone dies in the DUI or someone is murdered. It's always, oh my God, what if that were my child? But Phoebe is moving into she and three other girls' two-story house that looks just like that one. And it's just...
Yeah.
Ugh.
And again, I'm not saying that the state should torture him or anything like that.
No, but whatever happens.
I'm just saying, you put yourself in there.
Yeah.
Your behavior is getting you attention from other bad people because you killed people. Sorry, don't feel bad for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the state going to do? Be like, now be nice to Brian. Don't say he sucks. That hurts his feelings.
I mean, I'm sure they're going to try to do worse, which is why he is in solo custody. It's why he's by himself 23 hours a day. Because they know if he was just out there, somebody would take him out or really hurt him. Because that happens to that type of person.
Yeah.
I know that's weird. Because there are other people who murder people and it's not the same thing.
There's a real pecking order.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, this is either you're really going to like this, Wheels, or you're going to think it's the dumbest question of all time. Cardinals.
Yep.
The Wizard of Oz.
Yep.
When the Wizard of Oz says, Kevin, you need a heart, and Rachel, you need a this, give me three players or front office staff and what you would give them if you could. What they need and what you would give them.
Well, I don't know. I almost take this more as these are the things that are not there that you need.
Yes.
You need an ace. You need an annual all-star middle of the order bat, and you need another starting pitcher. But again, if you're thinking of players, that's what I'm thinking. If you're thinking of characteristics, you need power, you need power arms, and you need more athleticism across the board, more versatility. They have guys that are like that, right? Like Victor Scott's a great athlete, Mason Wynn, even Newt's a big athlete. He just can't stay on the field. Like, they got guys that can do some of those things, but you have too many of the same players. The pieces of the puzzle don't fit right, but you're lacking on characteristics that the modern game basically requires.
Okay, this is
so I don't know if I would say that I could gift that to a player.
Yes.
Because you either have a physical skill or you don't. Like, if I could say, Mason Wynn, you now have home run power, boom, he would be a perfect. I mean, he's a great player now. That would make him an ideal player, yeah, right? If he's like Bobby Witt Jr. If you were to take a Matthew Liberatore and say, now you throw 97. Well, man, that would change. That puts you at the top of a rotation instead of a guy that's fighting to hold 93, 94.
Okay, I feel dumb saying this, but it seems to be the truth. I know that one of the things that separates a good major league player from a great one is the ability to hit curveballs and sliders, yeah, yeah, and not just fastballs.
Yeah, right.
But the Cardinals seem especially bad that they develop very talented, athletic players who can't hit anything but fastballs. Is it any more than anyone else?
I don't think so. I mean, I know it feels that way to anybody watching a team because you basically watch your team. You're not as guilty of that as others because I know you'll put other games on. If the Cardinals aren't on, for example, tonight, you'll have other something on. But, like, I don't think that's an unusual thing because I think the vast majority of young hitters are that. And if they don't have that skill before you get to the major leagues to be able to do more than one thing, you're going to struggle. And I think that might be a fair criticism of the, not might be, I think it is a fair criticism of the team. Using Jordan Walker as an example, I think they just moved him too fast. And I get it. I totally understand it because he was doing well, because you needed power and he's got the physical ability, and you look at him, you're like, my God, this guy could be Dave Winfield, right? I mean, he's got that kind of physical ability. But instead of making the changes they needed to make in him when he was 18, 19 playing in A-ball, they just kind of let him do his thing, including playing third base, right? If you start off and, like, immediately day one, like, hey, buddy, we think you can be a 40 homer guy, but we think you're a right fielder. We put you out there. You can take all your focus off defense. We can work on all this hitting stuff, and we're going to make these changes to your approach and to your swing, because this is what will help you be that 40 homer guy we think you are. That's why we drafted you. That's a lot easier sell when a guy's 19 and hasn't had success yet. But then you let a guy at age 19, 20, 21 be an all-star at AA, play in the Arizona Fall League, make it to the major leagues at 21. How much harder is it to get someone to change what needed to be changed before? Right, I think a lot of the problem has been with several of these guys is they're not finished yet when they get here. And part of the reason the Cardinals have moved a few guys sooner than they should have was because they needed to, because the major league team was missing something. And they were hoping that the young guy could provide that. And maybe to a degree that was Gorman, but he also had a 27 homer season. So, you know, I think his was more of he had to fix what went wrong last year than anything. And he's actually been okay this year. When he plays, he's fine. It's funny. If I told you this 2 months ago, Dave, the offensive numbers for Brendan Donovan and Nolan Gorman are pretty close to the same now for the season. Donovan's better. Me. Donovan's better, but it's not that big of a difference.
Yeah.
And that tells you that Gorman's not been as bad as everybody thought he was, especially last year. So there's a lot. This has been a development problem for the Cardinals. They haven't scouted and developed velocity, guys that miss bats. And this is nothing new, but you could start to see already that with Bloom's influence, they drafted more of those pitchers that throw mid to upper 90s that are going to miss some bats. Hopefully some of the new player development things are going to emphasize, like, being more of a finished player when you get there. Now you look at J.J. Weatherholt. J.J. Weatherholt is basically a finished player from a skill standpoint. Not an experience standpoint, but from a skill standpoint. He's got great pitch recognition. He doesn't swing at pitches out of the zone very often. He handles velocity. He handles off speed. He's the kind of trained hitter that you want all of your prospects to be, and he's that because he's more advanced than your typical 22-year-old, in part because of his previous experience of being in college, playing for Team USA, doing all that. That's a so he's more of a finished product the day he arrives than Gorman or Walker were. Doesn't mean he's a star. Nothing is ever a guarantee. But that's what you want your guys to be. You want to master the strike zone and be able to handle different things being thrown at you. And again, some of this was circumstance, right? Some of this was guys got hurt or you missed on some other guys and you moved on from Randy or Rosarena. So now you left a back hole. Well, Dylan Carlson didn't fill it. And then you're looking at other guys to do it. They got caught chasing their tail for the last 4 or 5 years. And it caused some decisions to be made that weren't terrible at the moment, but certainly in retrospect, you're like, man, it would have been better if you gave Walker a full year at AAA.
Does AAA matter at all other than just developing players for the majors?
There's a lot of debate about that. A lot of teams don't think so. In part because AAA, we talked about this with Matt Pauly, AAA can be pretty toxic. It's not always, but it can be. Because you've got 30-year-old guys that don't want to be there, that think they should be in the major leagues, mixed with 22-year-old prospects that haven't been to the big leagues yet. And it's not, again, I don't want to paint this like it's always that, because it's not always that. But it can be a little bit dicier. But from an experience standpoint, for a young hitter especially, you're facing pitchers that are maybe 7, 8, 9 years older than you. That's something you've never done before in your life. You're always playing people around your age, basically until you get to AAA. And then in the majors, obviously, you could have a 42-year-old, Jacob DeGrom's 37. He could be going up against a 21-year-old. You know, DeGrom was 16 when that guy was born. So you have that gap in the big leagues. It's smaller at AAA, but that exists. Mm-hmm. And that means, you know, that gap, the experience matters a lot when it comes to learning how to handle an at bat, how somebody's going to attack you and all of that. So there's value in AAA, but it doesn't automatically have to be there.
So the Cubs bringing up Pete Crow Armstrong,
yeah,
and him killing it has more to do with Pete Crow Armstrong being a generational talent than it does the Cubs did it better than the Cardinals.
Well, he also, if I remember right, he had plenty of AAA time too, right? I mean, he's 23, he's not 21, and if you look at, I'm going to look this because I want to double check. I think he played all of last year at AAA, so like he's had more of that. Well, it wasn't all of last year, but he spent last year he spent a lot of time at AAA. Part of the year in the big leagues, but a lot of time in AAA. He's been back and forth, but last year he wasn't that good. He played 123 games in the major leagues last year, and he was basically what you're looking at the struggling Cardinals hitters are doing right now. And this year he made some changes and figured it out. But I will tell you this, he has definitely slowed down since his hot start. Like if you look at him early in the year and obviously made the All-Star team, deservedly so, he's gone the other direction now for a little bit of time. So it's not bad. I mean, he's having a great year, but it's still something to keep an eye on. But yeah, he made some changes in the offseason that are the kinds of changes that Cardinals young hitters need to make too.
Which they'll be able to do better with our increased technology.
That's the idea. You want to have the ability to take those guys and instead of sending them to Driveline or some other place to do that work, you'll have it in-house, you'll have it in Jupiter, you can have some of that stuff here. And not to mention that, the people that are used to using that tool to help you get better.
Yeah. Okay.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
DGS Happy Hour, where we just throw out weird stuff. I'll go first. Gen Z TikTokers say that checking out of a hotel is an old person thing. Don't do it.
What?
It's, I mean, okay.
I don't understand.
What is the thing? What is it?
So, for example, Nick and I just spent a weekend in a hotel in Chicago.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And when we checked out, we went ahead and stopped by the front desk and said, hey, we're checking out. Do you want our cards back? And they were like, sure, thank you. Have a great stay.
You don't have to do that?
No, you can just leave.
I didn't know that.
Well, it depends. Most places.
Most places you can just leave.
In the U.S., they're like internationally, you should check out because they might just have a different rule or something.
Right.
But it's also nice to do that in the U.S. So if you are leaving a little early,
maybe they
can get it. Yeah, they know. They can go in and clean the room early and get that to another travel earlier. It's just polite to do it, but I guess I'm not surprised.
I would be more paranoid that they would try and stick me with some kind of a stupid fee or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a late checkout or whatever, because it's like, well, you didn't come check out.
Yeah, you can just leave your keys to the room and go in most places. Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Great. I've got a Gen Z thing.
Well, get them. Let's get them.
Okay, I know we talk about the Gen Z stare, and to an extent, it's like, oh, it's trending, so it's fun to talk about. You guys, I had the worst example of it earlier this week. Going to a new bakery in town. It's not a small business. It's a chain bakery. I'm still not going to say who it is. The goods I got were amazing. Loved it. The workers I dealt with were honestly like, I was like, do they like know who I am and have some sort of personal problem with me? They were that rude. Just that like angry to have to help me. And I put on the show sheet, I feel like I'm constantly trying to force a customer service interaction that is not possible. Because nowadays, I know I sound a million years old, but
these kids these days,
I'll go up to the cashier and they literally don't talk to you. And then you have to be like, hello, how are you today? It's like, dude, you are hosting me. I am the guest. It's better for everyone if you are the one guiding me through the experience instead of me trying to guide you. This is backwards. This is dysfunctional. This does not work.
I just
want to say it's a very real thing, and I have experienced it firsthand several times in the past week.
Why am I guiding you? Like, you guys, this is not my place. This is your place.
Exactly.
You work here. You go here every day.
You tell me the deal.
You tell me what to do.
This is your stuff. I know none of this is easy because getting employees and keeping employees is challenging.
Correct.
But this is management, because I've never once had that experience at a Chick-fil-A.
Not one time.
Everybody there greets you, no matter what age.
Yeah.
It's because they don't have God.